From country to town, people are helping people every day to make something of themselves and their communities. Join us on JIS Radio and see how Jamaicans are sharing the love.
This week, Food for the Poor to host 5K Run Walk to build houses for those in need. Stay tuned to find out how you can share the love. For over 33 years, Food for the Poor Jamaica, FFP, has been carrying out the corporal works of mercy, which include feeding the hungry and sheltering the homeless in several different ways. Last year, the organization hosted its inaugural 5K Run Walk under the theme, Changing Lives, Restoring Families, and raised over $46 million. The funds were used to build 64 houses, touching the lives of over 200 Jamaicans. This year, FFP is looking to build at least 100 homes with funds raised from the second staging of the event, set for Saturday, May 7, beginning at 6:30 a.m. at Emancipation Park.
Our vision is to help the materially poor and to renew the poor in spirit. We're guided by Matthew 25, verse 40. As often as you did it for one of the least of my brothers and sisters, you did it for me. We have been blessed with donors, with team members, and the resources to uplift those in poverty. This is something I take very seriously, so I plan to get much more aggressive against poverty this year.
Chairman of FFP Jamaica, William Mafood. In 2015, the Food for the Poor head office in Florida matched the proceeds of the 5K event, and this year there are plans to do the same. The office will contribute 50% of the cost to build the double wooden homes. The additional donation is expected to total about $320,000. The houses will be fitted with sanitation and solar lighting, each at a cost of over $700,000. Former chairman and CEO of the Grace Kennedy Group and longtime FFP donor, Douglas Arane, has highlighted the importance of each entry, calling on Jamaicans to be their brother's keeper.
I am asking individuals, families in Jamaica, out of the joy of their hearts to give to our fellow Jamaicans, and now is the time to do it. Our role in life is to love thy neighbor, and I'm asking you to do that now.
And members of the entertainment fraternity, along with some of our high school and international athletes, have been gearing up to participate. Last year, some of them even helped to build houses. Sprint sensation Johan Blake, who participated last year, promised the full support of his Why Be Afraid Foundation again for 2016.
That's one of my dreams, to always give back, and that's what Food for the Poor do, and you know, always support that 1,000,000%. So this year I think there will be more people, which I'm really excited about, so I'm looking forward to it.
Registration starts at $1,000, but individuals and teams also have the opportunity to upgrade to the premium package. With this package, entrants will receive a souvenir t-shirt, a light breakfast on the day, and their race package delivered to them. Persons may register online using a Visa debit or credit card at runningeventsja.com. If you prefer manual registration, you may pay your entry fee at any Paymaster outlet across the island. Then submit your completed entry form with the payment receipt via email at secretariat@foodforthepoorja.org or hand deliver them to Stella Maris Church on Shortwood Road, St. Richard's Church on Red Hills Road, Saints Peter and Paul Church on Old Hope Road, the Food for the Poor head office at Ellerslie Penn Spanish Town, or Running Events Limited on Tower Street, downtown Kingston. Registration closes Friday, April 29, or when the race limit is reached. There will be no registration on the day of the race. For more information, call 984-5005. We've come to the end of today's program. Join us next week. Until then, I'm Vanessa Silvera with studio engineer Andre Palma reminding you to share the love. Have a productive week.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.